welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Or do I do it like that on this show? I might do. I'm joined again by Tim.
Hello.
And we're going to do something that we haven't done on Fool's Daily before. We're going to talk computer games. Specifically, we're going to talk Elder Scrolls and Elder Scrolls Online, because Tim has taken the plunge and has put hundreds of hours into it.
Yeah.
And I've been scared to take the plunge because I'm a big, big Oblivion and Skyrim fan, and the reviews sort of put me off, as well as some of the MMO things, which possibly is just not me understanding how it works with a multiplayer thing. So we're going to talk about that. So if you're not into computer games, then we'll see you again tomorrow. Hopefully. So, Elder Scrolls. What is it, Tim?
Well, it's a fantasy series of games set over an extremely long period of time. Like, pretty much each game is set in a different century, pretty much. They've done five kind of your normal computer RPG type games, and this is their first foray into the MMO RPG. Let's get lots of people playing all together at once. And this is kind of set before everything else they've done as well, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I see. So I've learned something new already.
There you go.
So I've played from Elder Scrolls 3, which was Morrowind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played far too much Oblivion.
You can't play far too much.
And then I really played far too much Skyrim.
Yeah.
Which is probably my all-time favorite computer game, I think.
Oh, it was absolutely awesome. And I was in the very, I suppose, lucky position of being unemployed when it came out. So, yeah, I had lots of time to play that.
So as Tim said, it's an open box RPG.
Yes.
Where there are quests and things to do, but I know my daughter plays it and she's never ever completed the main quest line.
No, you can do everything else in the game and still spend 200 hours playing it and not actually do half the main quest.
Yeah, she does the Assassin's Guild and the Thieves Guild. Those are the quests that she does because she likes the rewards that you get for doing them. And then she just goes and steals things from people.
Because why not?
And I have another friend who just collects the wild flowers. That's what he does. He wanders around collecting the wildflowers, occasionally fighting things as he goes. But I must admit, I was very excited by the idea of Elder Scrolls Online when it was announced. And then I read reviews and things, and I sort of went, oh, okay. Because what I really wanted was a Skyrim where I could play with some friends and, you know, my family online at the same time, but not have to worry about, I don't know, bad elements. The bad elements sound so old, but coming in and basically spoiling what we were trying to do. Back in the day, I used to play on Quake online, and you used to get people who'd come in and just, you know, just run around, frag the noobs and go, ah, loser!
Well, in that respect, I don't think there's much for you to fear then, because you can play pretty much 95% of the game without having the fear of another player killing you, another player messing you up. Because there's only, basically, the game is set over the entirety of Tamriel, which is the world, basically. And there's loads of different zones to go to. And only one of those zones, which is Cyrodiil, where the capital is, that's the only bit where you will ever meet someone from a different alliance. And so that's the only bit where you're going to have to fight other people. Okay. The rest of the time, you can go around with your mates and do quests and just fight NPCs, so non-player characters.
Okay. And do you have to, can you play on your own?
Yes.
I mean, do you have to have a group of friends?
Yeah, I've seen reports of people saying that they've managed to do the majority of the quests by themselves. So it's not that the difficulty level is so high that you have to do it with friends, and it doesn't force you into doing it with your friends or with random people, because you can just join a group with just people who also want to go and do that little bit.
Okay. So you could play it with just people you know in real life and go, okay, we're going to meet up here and go and do this today.
Yeah. And what I like is when you have your account, you can have 8 characters on it. So you could have one that you play by yourself and you play at your own pace. You read all the bits of speech and you go and talk to everyone. And then you have another character that maybe your friends like to play at a quicker pace. So you play that character with them. So you're not too fussed about paying attention to all the quests are. You're just running around killing stuff, because who doesn't love just running around on the computer game killing stuff?
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm gonna show my MMO knowledge now, or lack of it. So MMOs seem to get described as PvE or PvP.
Yes.
So what you're saying is that as long as I don't go to the capital, then it's all PvE.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that makes me see that. See, I'm already feeling happier now. Now, what about the whole crafting mechanic? Because that's another thing that, I mean, that was certainly one of the reasons that I didn't ever play Warcraft, is the idea of, you know, just sitting doing farming over and over again, the same repetitive task to get enough gold so that you could get X item. Is there an element of that in the game?
Well, my main character that I've played most of the time with, he has got to, well, there's 50 levels and then there's some veteran levels. And so he's just started into going through the veteran levels. And at no point have I felt like I need to go and spend X amount of hours getting more resources to make myself stuff.
Okay.
Because you pick stuff off enemies that you've killed, and you can sell that to buy what you actually want. Or if you're into the crafting thing, you can deconstruct it to get resources to make stuff. So just by running around doing quests, you're getting resources to make stuff, basically.
Okay. And how does the game world work? I mean, one of the things about things like Skyrim is it's a massive map area that you're playing on. And you can theoretically, if you've got enough time, walk from one end of the world to the other, and nothing you see on the world you can't get to. Is it the same in online as well?
Not quite. So there are some invisible walls. And also there are a series of zones. And so to go from one zone from another, you would have to go through a loading screen. Whereas in Skyrim, it was a lot more seamless. As you were just walking along, it would just continuously load the next bit.
Okay. But again, but you're free to wander between zones. There aren't leveled zones or anything that you have to be, level 25 to go in here and this sort of thing.
It doesn't force you to not go into them. That doesn't mean to say that you can kill whatever you come across in those zones.
Right, okay.
So each zone is basically set around a level range. But if you're careful, then there's nothing to say that you can't go into what would be seen as a higher level range. But you might not be able to do the quests there yet. You might not be able to defeat just the wolves that are there, for example. So okay. It is leveled, but it's not.
Sorry, so the creatures are leveling as well. It's not you see different types of creatures.
It's just you do see different types of creatures because you're traveling around such a large area. So you're going from the more. I started in the Ebonheart Pact, which is the Nords, the Dark Elves, and the Argonians. So you're going from Morrowind to parts of Skyrim, and round that kind of northeast area of the map.
Right. Okay.
And so you do see a range of different animals in each place, because some of them are more lizardy in the Argonian bits in the swamps. So you've got your crocodiles and snakes and things. Whereas in the Skyrim areas, you've got more wolves, trolls, giants.
Okay. So you said it was set before the other Elder Scroll games.
I'm 90% sure that it's before all of them. So
it's first era sort of thing.
It's set in the second era.
Second era, okay.
And it's really before the whole Septim family became the royal family.
Okay.
So in each of the Elder Scrolls games, there's a different Septim who is the emperor at that time. And this is set in there's a civil war between three big alliances all trying to be the emperor.
Okay. So who are the alliances then?
So there's the Ebonheart Pact, which I already mentioned. There's the Daggerfall Covenant, which is Bretons, Orcs and Redguard.
Okay.
And then there's the Aldmeri Dominion, which is the High Elves, the Wood Elves and the Khajiit. And there is Imperials that you can play as well, but only if you've bought the Imperial edition of the game.
Okay, so there's a spend extra money and you can be an Imperial.
Yeah, and also if you get that, you can play any race in any of the alliances as well.
Okay, so is that how much extra is that one to get?
For the Imperial Edition add-on is an extra £20, so it's not exactly cheap.
No, it's not, is it?
And you get the chance to be Imperial, you get to be able to move the alliances around, you get a horse for each character, which is quite handy. And you can do, they've got a kind of marriage system in it. So you and another character kind of get married. And if you quest together while wearing your wedding rings, you gain more experience as you play, basically.
Okay. All right, that sounds slightly sad, but
it's basically a system for you to have a gaming partner, basically.
Yeah, okay. All right, so if you buy the basic edition of the game, you're restricted to playing... Your alliance is restricted to playing... You get to choose a race, but you are then forced into one of the three different packs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, so I couldn't play my normal wood elf because that would mean being with the high elves.
And exactly. Which isn't good.
That's not happening. Because I don't like them. I didn't like them in Oblivion. I certainly don't like them now. Right. So. Other than that, it sounds like it's basically a question. What are the sort of ongoing costs? Is there a monthly fee?
Yes, there is. And
okay.
I haven't had to pay it yet, so I can't remember how much it is. Because basically, I bought the game with 3 months of game time. So,
right.
But if I remember correctly, it's somewhere between £10 and £15 a month.
Okay.
Which is kind of in line with the other monthly payment games.
Right, so the chances are at some point it will go free then. Because that seems to be the way that they go, is that they eventually end up going.
Yeah, it'll either go the way of Eve and you have to pay for it, but you can pay it in game coins. Or it'll go the way of pretty much every other one that's free.
Okay. And how is it graphically? I mean, one of the things about Skyrim, obviously, is it's absolutely beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah? Is it as good as Skyrim?
Better. And this is, I played Skyrim on my 360, but I've been talking to people who played it on the PC, and apparently to get the good graphics on PC, for it to be as good as your PC can do, basically, you had to have a load of custom made add-ons for it.
Right.
But this out of the box is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Even on the medium settings, which pretty like an average modern computer should be able to run. So anything that can run any other modern game should be able to run it and look beautiful.
Okay. So highly recommended then?
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say that there isn't issues with it.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. So what are the downsides?
Well, there's the custom rebots. So you've got your computer programs running around, picking up resource nodes, killing bosses, and farming stuff to sell to people, basically. Which does get kind of annoying, but as you go through the game, there's less and less of them because they haven't leveled up to be able to do those areas.
Okay.
So in the beginner area, there are quite a lot. And obviously they get banned and they obviously just make new ones.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do. So that's one of the issues. There's the bugs and things. So sometimes a quest will break and so you won't be able to do it. Or some group will have already gone into a dungeon you're going to go into and have killed the boss just before you've got there, and it's going to take 5 minutes for him to respawn.
Okay.
And so there are little things like that which can be quite annoying. But we tend to take those opportunities to go to the loo or get a drink or whatever, because generally the boss isn't going to attack you until you attack them.
Right, okay.
Unless some random person just runs into the room and goes, oh, the boss is there. Oh, I don't care about all these people standing around. They'll help me. I'll just charge in. Oh, I've died. Which is always quite funny.
How many people are you playing with?
Usually I'm playing with either by myself, with one person, or four people.
Okay. Cool, and you're just Skyping to them at the same time as you're playing?
We use TeamSpeak. Yeah.
Fancy. I haven't used that for years. Okay. Cool. Yeah, well,
TeamSpeak is still the most used of the voice chat room things.
Okay. Well, I must admit, I'm almost convinced now.
Good.
Can I get it on Steam?
No.
Oh, so I actually have to go and buy a physical copy.
You can buy a download from the Elder Scrolls Online website.
Oh, okay.
But you may not get the best price.
Oh, okay. Okay, and I noticed that they've pushed back the console versions another 6 months.
Yes,
They were supposed to be out in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And I doubt we'll see them before next year. Now, do you know are they all going to be playing in the same world? So are PC and PS4 and Xbox One all on the same, or
sadly
is it
not
distinct?
Sadly not. There's one world for PC and Mac, one world for Xbox One, and one world for PS4.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a bit of a shame.
Yeah, because I was looking at getting it on the Xbox One, and then I found out that, well, for one, it wasn't going to come out for at that time it was 2 months after. And also, the people I wanted to play with were going to be getting on PC. So, PC.
Right. Well, we're out of time.
Again.
But thanks very much, Tim.
That's all right.
I will. I'll probably be buying that. I have to finish Wolfenstein and Watch Dogs Arrive today. So, I have to play those first. But as I've played 5 minutes of Watch Dogs so far and have already died because there's a car chase bit and it's like Grand Theft Auto, i.e. I'm rubbish at it. That could possibly take me some time. I'll probably just go back to Wolfenstein and keep shooting Nazis.
I haven't bought either of those yet.
Oh, Wolfenstein is brilliant.
Because gaming time playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah, see, if you want an old school first person shooter, where basically you don't worry about objectives and stuff, you're going from A to B and you're just killing everything that's in your way, then Wolfenstein is for you.
Cool. Cool.
It's very good. Right, anyway, I've been Mike.
And I've been Tim.
We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.